I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, English teacher Lita Baker explains the use of the words after and before.
I'm going to say a few sentences, and I just want you to tell me two things. Is the sentence correct? And if it's correct, which action happened first? Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, sentence number one. After I wash the dog, comma, I'll call my grandmother, period.
That's good.
So you think it's correct, okay? And which thing happened first, washing the dog or calling the grandmother?
Washing the dog.
Washing the dog.
That's correct. Let me give you another sentence. I'll wash the dog, period. Afterwards, or after that, comma, I'll call my grandmother, period.
Sounds okay to me.
Yeah.
So you wash the dog first.
That's right.
I think there's a trick question number three coming up here.
That's you know me so well, Avi. Here comes number three. I'll wash the dog, period. After, comma, I'll call my grandmother, period.
Now that's incorrect.
Good. Yeah. But that is the mistake that a lot of people learning English make.
Why don't you say that again slowly, just so we catch it here.
Mm-hmm. I'll wash the dog. After, I'll call my grandmother.
You have no subject in there. After what?
What if you said, after that, I'll call my grandmother?
Exactly.
That
would be okay. Or after that's words, correct.
Or afterwards, you can say.
That's right. So the confusion is that English has two different ways of connecting the actions that we're talking about. We have the word after, which in technical terms, we can call a subordinator. It's used in what are called complex sentences, which consist of two parts and they have a comma in the middle. But we also have the word afterwards or after that, which function in the same way. And what they do is they come at the beginning of a sentence and they have a comma after them.
And they're transition words, basically.
They're transition words, right. Yeah. So English has both of these. But there are some languages that have only one. They only have the word after. Okay? So students who are unaware of the fact that English has two different ways of structuring the meaning here get confused and they overgeneralize and use the word after. And they put it in the wrong place. Because what they don't understand is that in English, and this is so counterintuitive, it's exactly the opposite of what you would expect if you were learning this language. The word after signals the first event.
It signals the end of the first event.
Right. Or that you can put it that way as well. But the point is, doesn't it make more sense that the word after, if you put yourself in the position of an English learner, wouldn't it make more sense if the word after signaled the second event? Because there's this potential for confusion with the words before and after, and you can alleviate that confusion by avoiding those words and very simply writing and then. Now, actually, we haven't said anything yet about the word before, but it's the same case. If I say, every morning I take a shower before I eat breakfast, what happens first?
You take the shower.
Yeah.
You take the shower, and yet the second event it starts with the word before. You see how confusing that is?
Oh.
Here's how I would teach this. I would give students a set of written sentences containing the words before and after. And I would ask students to write the numbers 1 and 2 above the verbs and identify which action happened first and which action happened second. And at the same time, notice where we put the words before and after so that they can begin to associate the words after and before with the appropriate action. In other words, the first action or the second action. So that's how I would start.
English teacher Lita Baker in Los Angeles. Her newest book is a listening speaking text called Real Talk, published by Pearson Longman.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com, and our segments are all posted at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.